Bishop Show with Chip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Chip Branch.
You know that you're pretty much the star of the show when you're sitting out in the lobby and the intro music for the show starts while you're out in the lobby and you're like, oh, I guess I better go in the studio. That person, i.e. Kip Branch.
I was looking in the refrigerator to see if they had something to drink. I came back with my Sprite, but I heard the intro music. I didn't even have time to pop the top yet. So, man, great night of high school football last night. Jason, I do Brunswick High Radio with your dad, so the game last night in Douglas got canceled because of lightning. Going to play today at 6 o'clock at Jardine Stadium in Douglas, so we'll head back over there this afternoon. But riding home last night, listening to the Glenn Academy broadcast on the radio, and watching Glenn totally dominate a Ware County team that, you know, if you live in this part of the state, the Ware County fans have this knack of coming across as a little bit on the cocky side, so to speak. And they have people on the internet that go out and they seem to be the mouthpiece for the Ware County Gators. And this guy, I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not going to give him the publicity he's looking for. But he runs his mouth and he runs his mouth about where's going to do this and where's going to do that, blah, 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 blah. And they got flat out just drilled last night at Glenn County Stadium by the Glenn Academy Red Terriers 31-7. And it was a total domination. And to listen to the Ware County broadcast coming home, we listened to, the Glenn broadcast for a little bit, and then we said, man, let's turn it over to the Ware County broadcast and listen to that. And it sounded like they were just eating their last meal on death row and just waiting for the guard to come to lead them down to the chamber. And, man, it was good to listen to that crow that was being served on the radio last night.
Okay, so the number to get your calls in, 912-275-7017. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Advanced Rehab. So you look at the Glenn Academy score, 31-7 final, but that game was 10-7 at the half.
It was 10-7 at the half, and we were listening to it, you know, on the app, radio app, in the press box at Coffee County during... Man, I hadn't seen it rain that hard in a long time. Mm-hmm. But we were listening to the game, and, you know, it's 10-7 at half, and Glenn comes out in the third quarter, and they just start dominating.
Yeah, Glenn turned it on in the third quarter. Yeah. Ware had a key fumble that really opened the floodgates for Glenn to be able to pull away. And I said this. I was at the Glenn game last night, and I was standing on the sideline. And when Glenn went up, I guess it was 24-7, the folks that I was standing with, I said, game's over. Ware can't score 24 points against the Glenn defense. They can't do it.
I mean, the Glenn defense was flying around. Hunter Hall, I think, recovered another fumble or two last mm-hmm. night. This kid just has a knack for just hitting people and separating them from the football. And, you know, Cameron McClellan, the kid had 15, he's got stitches in his big toe from an injury. Mm-hmm. And he's out there just laying the lumber. And, you know, Ware County, that offense that they run is tailor-made for the Glenn Academy defense.
Rocky Hidalgo goes 4-1 against Ware. Franklin Stevens 1-4 against Glenn Academy. And Glenn now has won 4 in a row against rival Ware County. I wouldn't be surprised, just knowing the folks over there in Waycross, I wouldn't be surprised that when the schedules are being made for next year, Glenn and Ware don't get scheduled.
It wouldn't shock me one bit either.
Nor me.
Glenn's beat Ware County 4 times in 22 months, Jason. 4 times in 22 months, twice in 2015, beat them in Waycross last year, and then beat just absolutely beats them down this year in Glen County Stadium.
Frederica went up to Savannah and played Bethesda, who Frederica beat last year, and then Bethesda beat them the year before. And Frederica unloaded, 61-12. The final, the clock was, or the clock was in effect as far as the mercy rule goes. They were on a running clock in the first, in the fourth quarter. 61-12. The final.
That's ugly.
That's ugly.
That's an ugly win. And, you know, like we said, Bethesda beat them a couple of years ago, but Frederica's good.
Very good.
They played that Parkland team opening day that's really, really good, but Frederica's got, they've got some talent. They've got two skilled people in Simpson and Sheffield that can play for anybody in the state. I'm talking about all classifications. And when you turn those cats loose in GISA, that's major problems for somebody.
Those two guys, as long as they stay healthy over at Frederica, they can suffer some injuries. Because, granted, they're a smaller school, so their roster isn't that deep. But they can suffer some injuries. As long as those two guys stay healthy, they'll be okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team. Coach Derek does a good job with that program, and
He's done a fantastic job with that program.
He's a great coach, and I look for them to make a state title run. I want to see what Valwood brings to the table when they come to your coin phrase, the Bloody Marsh.
Yeah, over. Coming to the Bloody Marsh.
I want to see that, and I want to see how that game shapes out. And I think Frederica's going to beat them, and I think they're on their way to a title run.
Okay, so some other scores really quick from around the state, or around this area, really. Charlton County, 33-18 over Brantley. Venice, 35-3 over Camden. Just when I was ready to say maybe Camden is somewhat back, no. 35-3 losers at home to Venice. Venice is a really good football team, though. Colquitt beat Vista Murrieta, 26-7.
That's a California team.
It is. Lowndes beat the International School of Broward 56-0. That was the score at the half, and then Lowndes just turned the ignition off. 56-0 final. Tiff 31-7 over Cook. Grayson and Hoover, great football game over up in Atlanta, 35-26. Grayson the winner. Lee County defeats Bainbridge 28-13. Bacon 21-6 over Pierce. Valdosta shuts out Woodland 26-0. Boy, did they need that after that woodshedding they took at the hands of Lowndes last week.
You know, Jason, you just mentioned that Pierce score.
Yeah.
And they're in their first season without Sean Pender, and they score 6 points in a football game. That's almost unheard of over there.
That's a really good point. Bradwell, 22-7 winners over Liberty.
Didn't see that one coming.
Did not.
That's Bradwell, you know, I was telling you before we went on the show, there used to be a day, Jason, where you just did not want to load up on a bus and go to Hinesville to play the Bradwell Institute Tigers.
The sun has long been set on that
day. I'm just saying, they've had success in the past, and they get the right coach in there, right system. They could, I don't know, they split schools up, two systems over there, but they may never be what they used to be, but they've got talent over there.
Richmond Hill, 38-21 over Southeast Bullock. South Effingham loses to Jenkins, 31-14. Statesboro is down by Burt, 42-27. And Wayne County in a defensive juggernaut game, 12-3 over West Lawrence. Your scores from around this area.
We listened to a little bit of that coming back from Douglas, too, in Radio Free Jessup, as we call it. And, Wayne didn't look very good on offense last night. In fact, they looked awful. I think their quarterback was like 11-32 in the game last night. And, hey, like the guy said on the radio, an ugly win's better than a pretty loss.
If you are an elite athlete in Glen County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer. dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altema Avenue, or just give them a call at 265-2388.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altema Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is going to be brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Bruce Kennedy Tire, Brunswick Mower Supply. One of my favorite segments of the week in review.
Are demanding an NFL team sign him. The democracy and free capitalism that our military protects gives the owners of the NFL the right to not sign him if they don't want to. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Logan Forsythe, what the hell were you doing? You owe Rich Hill a perfect game. Miguel Cabrera, you are aware that the one player on the field you don't want to pick a fight with is the catcher. He's wearing protection, genius.
He did throw some left jabs.
Kyrie Irving, enjoy being eliminated by LeBron like the rest of the Eastern Conference.
Not going to happen.
Tiger, selfie. Life advice, Tiger. Think before you hit send and don't take nude selfies when you're Tiger Woods. Chad Henne, the savior of the Jaguars.
No, he's
coming
not.
Coming soon, McGregor Mayweather 2. Nah. Shad Khan says they are open to signing Kaepernick. Shad Khan should have been open to drafting Deshaun Watson. The Night King has a dragon. And these are my thoughts.
Are you saying... Here we go. I can't believe Are you saying that the Jaguars should have drafted Deshaun Watson over Leonard Fournette?
All day long.
Say
it twice on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you just wait to see how this running game improves with him running a rock this year.
That's awesome when they've got 11 guys in the box because they can't throw the football.
They'll address that next year. You don't pass up on a Leonard Fournette.
We're talking about this year. Nor do you pass up on a Deshaun Watson.
Well, I mean...
Let's take a vote. Everyone in studio that thinks the Jags should have drafted Deshaun Watson, raise your hand. Got one vote there. Everybody that thinks the Jags should have drafted Leonard Fournette, raise your hand. Huh, it's 1-1.
1-1.
No tiebreaker today.
No tiebreaker. No tiger. Yeah, but...
I didn't see that coming, that split vote.
Yeah, I think Fournette's going to be. I love Deshaun Watson. I just don't. I think the big. We did going into the season. We knew we had a feeling that Blake Bortles might come around. Might. I use that word. Might come around.
Who had a feeling?
A lot of us did. A lot of us had that feeling.
By a lot of us, you mean everybody but Jason Bishop?
I mean, if that's what you want to say, I mean, that's certainly your opinion. You've been wrong a lot on this show, but that's okay. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. So, Leonard Fournette's a good player.
By wrong, you mean ahead of my curve, ahead of my time.
However you want to spin it, brother. You sound like that internet guy over in Waycross that's talking Ware County smack this morning. He'll come back today about 10 o'clock talking about how Ware is going to run the table, and it's going to be a lock from here on out. What the only thing they can't lock is a win against Glenn Academy.
Boom.
They just can't do it. You ever run across teams that just flat out own you? Glenn Academy flat out owns Ware County. I don't want to hear about DJ Dallas is gone. Glenn Academy still owns Ware County. Okay? They want to talk about Randon Jernigan. Oh, he don't run the option. He looked pretty good running the option on that 16-yard touchdown.
And Jernigan was playing injured last night. Everyone knows that he was a little banged up coming in the season. Well, he had some cramps that hit him last night in his lower back too, and pretty much from the second quarter on he was in some discomfort, but still played a really good football game.
Let me tell you what Randon Jernigan was doing in the fourth quarter. He was over there, you know, chatting with his teammates. They were laughing. What are we going to do after the game, man? We beat these guys again. You know, sipping on Powerade, maybe eating a hot dog and some nachos from the concession stand while freshmen when they're scoring touchdowns against the vaunted Ware County defense. That's what happened.
It's 31-7 at that point. See, okay, I don't want to overkill the show with Glenn Academy, but I do want to make this point. The Glenn Academy program was thought to be right now a little young, maybe even a little down. Okay, so think about that for a minute. The Glenn Academy program, you can make an argument from the prior couple years, is down, and so the program in a down year beat Ware County 31-7 in a down year. Stew on that for a minute. And the Glenn Academy, and I'm not saying Glenn Academy is going to have a bad year. I'm just saying from the talent that was on the roster last year and the year before and what's on there now, you know, we'll wait to see how it develops. But right now, just at blind eye, those teams look a little better than what's on the field now.
You know, when you establish a good program, college football, high school football, and that's what Coach Rock has done at Glenn Academy, you get to the point where you don't rebuild anymore, Jason. You just reload. And if you saw these freshmen out there running the football on Thursday at the JV and ninth grade game, and these same freshmen scoring touchdowns on Friday night against the vaunted Ware County defense.
Yeah.
Glenn's not rebuilding. They're just reloading.
This segment brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Coach Hidalgo, the Glenn Academy head coach, will join us in the next segment. So the Jags played a preseason game, and Chad Henne started. And he didn't look all that great. Blake Bortles came in, threw a pick, didn't look all that great to me, even though Kip says, oh, his passing percentage was really high.
He looked better than he had looked in the previous two games. Okay, let me qualify that.
He threw a pick.
He threw a pick.
I mean, I think that's where we're at with Blake Bortles. Oh, he looked good. He only threw one pick.
Colin Kaepernick's looking for a job.
Shad Khan has, we'll talk about this a little later, but yeah. Shad Khan has actually come out and said that he would be open to signing Colin Kaepernick for the Jags, and quite frankly, he'd start if they did.
He would start right away. He would be the instant starter in Jacksonville.
So Doug Marrone, after the football game this past week where the Jags just didn't look very good, he was asked, Coach, what did you think about the play of your two quarterbacks?
I thought, you know, both quarterbacks were inept.
I thought both quarterbacks were inept.
That's the head coach.
That's the head coach talking. He's not pulling any punches.
And Colin Kaepernick's looking for a job.
Yeah. So, Coach, one more time, just tell us what you thought, how you thought your quarterbacks played.
I thought, you know, both quarterbacks were inept.
I saw an article the other day, Jason, where it said Shad Khan, whose net worth is $8.1 billion.
He makes more money than I do.
It said he's the second richest owner in the NFL. You realize that? Based on this article that I read the other day, got more money than Jerry Jones, second richest owner in the NFL, and I know they can afford jet fuel, so where is the Jaguars' private jet, and where is Colin Kaepernick located?
I thought, you know, both quarterbacks were in there.
Well, you got a chance to do something about it. Right away. And get better. I mean, you maybe can get the Ware offensive coordinator to come down there and try to design some plays that'll, oh, I forgot, they lost to Glenn Academy again.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Sean Pinder debut was put on hold at least for one more night for the Pirates due to a weather suspension over in Douglas. The Pirates will play Coffee tonight at 6 p.m. MCA went down to clinch in the rematch of the Final Four from last year, 42-6. Frederica went up to Savannah and woodshedded Bethesda 61-12 to go 2-1 on the season. Speaking of woodshedding, the Terriers won their fourth in a row over rival Ware County 31-7. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, yeah, so we're back here, and on the line with us via the Pristine Water phone line is the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, guys. No problem.
Coach, a huge win last night, primarily because it's over a huge rival, that had dominated the Red Terriers before you stepped in the door. Talk a little bit about four wins in a row over Ware County. Do you truly understand what that really means to the Terror fan base?
I think people are excited by that. I mean, it's always good to beat a team that is your rival like that, and especially in the circumstances this year. It was very fulfilling for our kids to come out, especially the way we played in the second half. I was really, really proud of them. I think we really came out and competed with a high sense of urgency and played some physical football. It was a good last 24 minutes last night.
Coach Kane Cruz had 142 yards rushing on like 20 carries last night. And I know you're banged up on the offensive line, but you came out and you flat out blew these people off the football. Talk about how pleased you are with your offensive line.
Yeah, I think, we haven't really practiced the same five guys up there all year. And Josh Anderson is out, who's a starting guard for us, and Douglas Mobley did a good job filling in. Jalen Thomas broke a bone in his hand, didn't practice all week. So, we were just kind of moving kids around all week. We didn't know if he was going to get a chance to play. But I give the credit to Coach Chase Harp and James Perry. Those guys did a great job working with them, with our offensive line. And at halftime, I mean, they really challenged those kids to come out and be physical in the second half. Our kids knew what to do. It was like we were playing hesitant. And in the second half of football, we really came off the ball and physical. And it was, like I said, it was a good half.
Coach, I'll be honest. I think you'll be the first one to admit it as well. Last week against Benedictine, you guys didn't look very good, especially offensively. And 1 week, a huge turnaround in 1 week. What happened? What did you say to the kids in the week between games?
Well, I think football is a game of details. And if you go back and watch last week's game, there were 12 plays in that game. And people will probably call me crazy for saying this, but if five of those plays go our way, whether they're defense or offensive game plays, we have a chance to win that game. We did some things. We weren't particularly consistent. We didn't block well on the perimeter, and I don't think our backs ran the scheme very well. At the end of the day, it was their first time doing that. Last night, we did a better job of cramming and cutting the zone. I think we were more consistent, blocked better on the perimeter. I think Randon was a game better at quarterback and was really aggressive, really attacked the outside linebackers of Ware County and forced those guys to take him and deliver the pitch, and we hit him with the pitch on the perimeter. So we were just a game better, and really and truly, I mean, we were close so many times versus Benedictine, but we were just a step off, and, we were just a step better last night.
Coach, your defense, it's just like any time Ware County comes to town, they just rise to the occasion and just flat out stone these people. You know, a lot of banter back and forth between the fan bases. You know, Ware's known around here for being a little mouthy and a little cocky. Your defense rises to the occasion, Hunter Hall, Cameron McClellan, and they just flat out stop these people, and they can't really do much on offense the whole night. Can you talk a little bit about your defense?
Well, I think our defensive staff, Josh Veal and our staff, did a great job with our kids, and our kids played incredibly hard. We got really good play out of our safeties last night, which we struggled a little bit at safety versus Benedictine. Travis Clinch played very well last night. Patrick Fulton played much better as a guy who played for us last year, was more like himself. I think getting Cam McClellan back at linebacker gives us a high-energy guy. He's a physical kid. Our young defensive line really hung in there, and they're getting better and better each week. We're playing four sophomores up there and two juniors, so it's a young group of kids. But, when I look at our defense, we didn't really know what they were going to do offensively, so we had to make some adjustments on the fly. Our coaches did a nice job of that, and our defense did a nice job. Our kids did a nice job of going out there and doing the things they were coached to do.
Coach, you mentioned McClellan. He had a foot injury coming into the game that I think was pretty severe, and then I think Randon Jernigan also had some cramp issues last night. Talk a little bit about those guys, how they're doing, how they were doing after the game, and how they're doing this morning.
Well, I think there's no substitute for playing games, and with cramping, I mean, there's a lot of things that, hydration, but really more than anything, it's about muscle fatigue. And I would say we were without a practice field for the entire month of June, and our conditioning probably isn't exactly where it needs to be. We're going to play ourselves into shape, and I think some of that cramping, we were a game better. Randon had a more dynamic game last night. He did more things. I think that's one of the things out there. He don't have a whole lot of fat on his body. A guy like me never cramps. If you got a bunch of fat on you, you don't cramp too much. But Brandon's pretty lean, so we've got to do a good job of taking care of him. Cam still has 8 stitches in his toe, but he was cleared to play by the doctor. He's a tough kid. So, just getting him back. I mean, he's such a high-energy kid out there, real physical presence. He's a smart football player, too, which is something that a lot of people probably underestimate.
Coach, we held our breath when Tyler Grant went down and the training staff had to go out there and check on him, but he came back into the football game. Is Tyler okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I told him, having had reconstructive knee surgery, every guy who has it has a moment where they fall down and they think they hurt their knee again, and they walk off and they feel silly because they realize they didn't do that. And he was down there on the ground, and I was kind of laughing at him when he got back to the sideline. I told him, I told you that was going to happen. So, he's going to have to play himself back into shape and get some confidence in that leg. We made him go back in to get a carry and just get used to it. And so we'll start adding him into the profile of the offense and getting him more carries and more plays every week. But I think our trainer's done a nice job over the last 3 or 4 weeks working with him. He gets stronger every day. And I think you guys, by region time, will see the Tyler Grant that we're all used to.
Coach, you mentioned region. Let's take a look at what you've done scheduling-wise with your non-region. You start with Benedictine. You go to then Ware comes here. You're going to Tift, and then you get Camden after that. So your first part of the year, your non-region, is really murderer's row. So you don't really get a lot of time now to really enjoy this Ware County win before you get ready for Tift. What kind of football does Tift bring to the table?
I haven't watched a ton of them. I know they're very – I've talked to some folks who are really talented. I think they've got 2 offensive tackles with SEC offers, a couple of defensive linemen, maybe a couple of wide receivers and a quarterback who's very efficient. So, they're supposedly a really good football team. A lot of people think they're going to be in the mix to win a state championship this year. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to look at them. I know Coach Anders does a good job coaching. Their kids are going to show up and play hard. But for us, this game's about us. And I've said this, and people probably have a hard time believing me when I say this. I treat these as preseason games. And I'm trying to build a football team. I want to win. But, man, our goal is to work on us and prepare our team to win a region and get in the playoffs and compete for a state championship. So we're going to go to Tift. We're going to get ready. We're going to have to – we've got to survive success. So we took a step as a football team. We've got to take another step. We've got to understand that we won last week, but there's no carryover into this week, and we've got to make some more strides and take another step in the direction of competing for a region championship.
Coach, you've beaten Ware County 4 times in 22 months. You ever thought about maybe calling your accountant and maybe list Ware County as a dependent on your tax return? You might get more money back next year.
Yeah, I don't know. I say this, when we came down here, when I first came down here, I know Ware had dominated Glenn for a long time, and my good friend and mentor of my business was the head coach at Ware County, and he has a lot of good things to say about that community, and he had a great experience when he was working there. But it's a great game for us. I hope we keep those guys on the schedule. I love playing them, and because of that rivalry between the two schools. So hopefully Coach Stevens will agree to play us again for the next 2 years, and we can get after it again and compete, because it's a great game for both our communities.
Coach, we appreciate you coming on with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem. No problem. Thanks, guys.
The place to have your custom T-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same chest of furniture you know and love.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altema Avenue, or just give them a call, 265-2388.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
We've talked a ton about high school football this morning, and college football, believe it or not, kicks off next Saturday.
Man, best time of the year. High school football on Friday, college football on Saturday.
This segment brought to you by Mateo's, Express Lube, Alan Tucker, and Fox's Pizza downtown. Okay, so we've got some pivotal matchups that are going to happen. I guess the one that gets the most attention, and they all get some, you know, they all get some attention, but Florida State, Alabama, number 3 versus number 1 in week 1.
Whew, that's going to be a great game. In Atlanta, in a new Mercedes-Benz stadium, it's going to be a great game. These two teams could be in the playoff, the college football playoff at the end of the season. You know what Alabama's going to bring to the table. They're going to bring a solid defense. Jalen Hurts back at quarterback, but Bo Scarborough back at running back. Alabama just reloads. You're talking about rebuilding and reloading. They just reload every year. Florida State, Jimbo Fisher, you know, they've got, they're an awful good team too. Probably the odds-on favorite to win the ACC. That game at Clemson. And later in the season is going to be a big game. Florida State and Clemson. I think they play at Clemson this year, but going to be a big game to determine who goes on to the ACC title game. But Florida State looks very, very good, and they can, you know, provide a they can make a statement if they can beat Alabama on opening day.
Well, I do. I actually think Florida State's going to win that football game. And another matchup, number 11, Michigan. 17 Florida. Florida's talking about they might end up playing 3 quarterbacks, which means they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, and they've had some injuries too with the, not injuries, but some suspensions. You know, they got 7 guys out that first game, starting wide receiver out. And I don't know. I'm not sold on Michigan, though. There's just something about Michigan that I'm just not buying. I just can't put my finger on it. I know Jim Harbaugh's done some good recruiting there. But athletically, are they there yet, Jason, as a program?
We'll see. Another huge game, a really telltale sign for this particular football team getting off on the right foot against what should be a really tough opponent for them is the Georgia Bulldogs against Appalachian State. A lot on the line for the Dogs. Really a really good measuring stick in Appalachian State to see just how good this football team is because, I mean, we really don't know what we have in Georgia, and we know Appalachian State's going to be a really good football team.
Georgia's going to beat Appalachian State 35-10.
Georgia's really going to need to put on a good showing to beat
Appalachian State. Georgia's got a championship caliber defense. They just have to see what that offensive line's going to do. If they can, you know, block a little bit, then I think this game gets out of hand.
Appalachian State blows them out?
No, you know Georgia's not losing to Appalachian State at home. You say you're a Georgia fan, but, man, you take shots at them every week, man.
I take it. I don't take shots at – look, here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
What?
Kirby Smart is not a good football coach.
He's only been a head coach one year.
He's not a good coach.
How can you say that?
And he has every Georgia fan believing – that he's going to win a national championship at Georgia.
How can you say he's not a good football coach? Nick Saban won't say that.
I've taken the wolf skin off of him. He's a sheep.
Nick Saban, if he called in this show right now, he'd say Kirby Smart's a great football coach.
He would say Kirby Smart's a great defensive coordinator.
So does that mean Nick's a great defensive coordinator too? Because that's how he got his... That's how he got his start.
Kirby.
Nick Saban's
won national championships. Kirby Smart is throwing toss sweeps to Isaiah McKenzie on 4th-and-1 against Vanderbilt.
That was Jim Chaney that sent that call in.
And Kirby Smart's the head coach.
That'll get fixed. This is his second year as a head coach.
He took over a team with a
start a true freshman quarterback.
I'm just saying that in three, every Georgia fan right now wants, and I do too, they want Kirby Smart to win.
But you can't say he's not a good football coach.
In three years, you and I will have this conversation again, and you will say, man, I wish Georgia would have hired a better coach than what they did with Kirby Smart.
We're not going to have that conversation because Georgia's winning the East this year and going to the title game.
This segment is brought to you by Big City Cleaners, Nats Landing, Boys Transmissions, and Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus. Another big game, Tennessee and Georgia Tech.
I was leaning towards Tech till they dismissed Dedrick Mills from the football team. Now I don't know. I'm not sold on Tennessee. I'm not sold on Butch Jones. I know he's got some talent there, but they're breaking in a new quarterback in Knoxville. And, you know, in this system that Georgia Tech runs, I was leaning Tech. It's a toss-up game. And I just don't like Tennessee, so I'll pick Georgia Tech.
You started. Okay, so I just want to...
I was leaning Tech, but it's a toss-up. I want to follow you there.
I was leaning Georgia Tech until they dismissed Dedrick Mills, but now
and I said it was
I'm
a toss-up.
But I'm going to go Tech.
Yeah.
You're going, okay.
Teams I dislike, I'm not picking them in toss-up games.
I think Tennessee might be the most overrated team, one of the most overrated teams in college football. I don't think they're a top 25 team.
They're barely in right now at 25, right?
Yep.
So
Georgia Tech losing Dedrick Mills is a huge loss. I think
we may see J.J. Green at the running back spot.
You took the words out of my mouth. Okay. So I think we will see J.J. Green in the B-back spot where Dedrick Mills was. I think Georgia Tech will be okay. You know what? I'm going to say it. I think Georgia Tech beats Tennessee.
I think so, too, and I hope they do.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Okay.
Yes, I was. Because you started picking against Georgia Tech and then picked them in the end.
No, I didn't pick against Georgia Tech. I said I was leaning Tech till Mills got dismissed and then it was a toss-up.
And picked them.
Yeah. Here's my logic behind football. When there's passion involved.
Okay.
You always pick, when there's a toss-up game, the team that you like the most, you pick to win. Out of the two, I like Tech better than I like Tennessee. I don't like Tennessee. There's teams I don't like, okay? I don't like Florida. All right? I don't like Tennessee. I don't like Auburn. But I respect those three teams, but I don't like them. Don't like, you know, I'm a Georgia fan. Those are the three main teams I don't like because if you can't beat those teams, you can't win SEC titles. And here we go. Oh, Georgia hadn't won one in 10 years anyway, so I guess you really do hate them. But, you know, Georgia has got to do a better job of winning the games that they need to win to get to Atlanta. And that starts in Jacksonville. in the cocktail party.
Would it be fair to say that Georgia needs to do a better job of beating good teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. Cool. Ranked teams. I mean, that's when you win 8-9 games a year and you... That's kind of misleading at times. Well, he's winning 75% of his games, but when you look at the three games that they lose, like Mark Richt, you look at it and you say, well, God, he's like 8-22 against ranked teams. Then you get into the meat of the matter. That's why, I mean, Mark Richt is not in Athens right now because he cannot beat Florida consistently.
I agree, bottom line.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. He recruited fine, just couldn't beat the Gators.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Sean Pinder debut was put on hold at least for one more night for the Pirates due to a weather suspension over in Douglas. The Pirates will play coffee tonight at 6 p.m. MCA went down to clinch in the rematch of the Final Four from last year, 42-6. Frederica went up to Savannah and woodshedded Bethesda, 61-12, to go 2-1 on the season. Speaking of woodshedding, the Terrors won their fourth in a row over rival Ware County, 31-7. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
So the Brunswick High Pirates have to wait a day to unveil the Sean Pinder era. They'll do so over in Douglas against Coffee County. Coffee, of course, a perennial power. If Brunswick High rolls over to Douglas and wins that football game, there are a lot of people that are going to take notice really quickly.
I mean, Coffee's ranked in the top 10 of the state. I think 5th in one poll, 6th in another. You know, Coffee looked big in the pregame. They had some big guys out there last night before the storm hit. But we've got 35 seniors on the football team, and these guys pretty much haven't done much the last couple of years, and the talent's there, and I just think that, who knows how the night's going to turn out, but this is going to be a good football team in 2017. I think we got a chance to win 7 or 8 games, maybe more in the regular season.
This segment brought to you by Coconut Kev's and Brunswick Country Club. Pirates are a little banged up. They've got some running back issues. Ben McLeod and Shaq Robinson have been their go-to backs, key parts of the running game the last few years. Both guys are banged up. I believe Ben McLeod's going to be out for a good length of time.
Ben's got an issue with one of his toes, and he's going to be out for a few games. Shaq's going to play, but TJ Carmina is going to get a lot of looks at running back tonight, and he might surprise you a little bit because he runs with an attitude, and we'll see. We had him playing receiver against Liberty, and he had some big catches in the open field against Liberty County, but he's going to play at running back tonight. Got a few other surprises that I'm not going to mention on the air.
Oh, boy.
But we'll talk about them when we do the Sean Pender Show Wednesday night at Moondoggies, and we'll talk a little bit about some of that kind of stuff. And excited about football. There's a lot of excitement on Altam Avenue right now, Jason, about the Brunswick High football program. And there was a lot of people in Douglas last night before the rains hit. Before the rain hit in Douglas last night, there was as many Brunswick High people in the stands as there were in Coffee County.
This segment brought to you by The Strike Zone, Pristine Water, and Greenscapes Landscape and Design. Listen, I want to throw some props out to the Brunswick High fan base. And this is what I'm going to say. So everyone knows that for the last several years, Bishop Media has done coaches shows at various different restaurants. And so for the last few years, when Bishop Media has done the Brunswick High show, the turnout for the shows have not been that great. I would even say they have been far less than stellar as far as the Brunswick High fan base showing their support for their coach at that coach's show, almost non-existent. And so that's been very disappointing the last few years. And so Wednesday night at the Sean Pender Show, there were more people that came out, Brunswick High fans, to that show to support Sean Pender and the Brunswick High program Wednesday night, Moondoggy, 7 o'clock, than there were combined that showed up the last 2 years combined. More people in that one night than there were the previous 2 years combined. Hats off to the Brunswick High fans for coming out.
It was a nice turnout, and I know it's appreciated. And again, there's a lot of excitement. And if Jamari Stevens, he's got a rocket arm at quarterback. We've got a pretty good defense, Jason, with some people that can run on that defense, like Jalen Jackson and Sherrod Frazier and Aubrey Williams and people like that. Sean Ward. We've got some players on that defense, and
Cam Futch.
I don't want to leave out Cam. We've got at least 8, 9, 10 guys that started one time or another last year back on that defense this year. And we only gave up 14 points a game last year.
You just couldn't score 14.
No, we were awful on offense. But we went out and remedied that in the off season, and it looks like Pierce is 6 points last night.
Right. So Pierce County scores 6 points in the post Sean Pender era. But they've got a good coach over there in Jason Strickland. He's done a lot of good things at various different stops. He rebuilt that Lamar County program from nothing. They were terrible when he took over.
Right.
In the early 2010s.
It's just a different system. It's a wing T based system, and Coach Pender left a lot of kids over there that are used to running the air raid offense. And, man, I'm anxious to see us roll out that offense tonight in Douglas.
Did the Pirates win?
Yes. For the first time in Douglas since 1971. Haven't won there in 46 years.
Okay. I agree. I don't think Coffee County's got any idea what's coming for them tonight. I don't think they have a clue.
I think they're going to be surprised a little surprised with our speed on defense. We can really run on the defensive side of the ball. We've got some guys that can run. And if we get rolling on offense and snap that ball every 10, 15 seconds, I just don't know if Coffee's conditioned well enough in the fourth quarter to keep up with it. We'll see.
So I guess now we're going to get to the open segment to where our quick hits happen. There we go. All right. Michael Vick is joining Fox as a studio analyst.
Wow. I mean, I'm going to leave out the dog jokes. I'm not going to throw one in there. I'm not going to do it. Dabo Swinney signed an 8-year, $54 million contract, and he is raking in the dough.
I would have rather waited to see him, or I would have rather waited Clemson, for Clemson to have waited until he see what he did the last couple of years post Deshaun Watson.
He recruited Deshaun Watson. He got him there. He's got the Lawrence kid coming from Cartersville.
I'm just saying, like, I would have waited to offer him that until I saw what he did post Deshaun Watson.
So that's like putting the cart before the horse, right?
Yeah, in my opinion.
So he don't get credit for getting to the title game the last 2 years.
Deshaun Watson's really good.
He is really good. He is really good. But Dabo, give Dabo some credit now. He's a good football coach.
John Thrasher, the Florida State president, said that they are going to beat Alabama.
Wouldn't shock me. I mean, I think they're really that good. And Jason, this just in. Hot off the presses. Glenn Academy owns Ware County.
You said earlier that Georgia struggled beating the Gators. You know who doesn't struggle beating the Gators? Glenn Academy.
No, they don't. They own the Green Gators from over about 60 miles away. You know, Rocky probably called it. If Rocky's grass is high this morning, I bet he could call Frank and he'd come cut it this morning for him. That's how much he owns him.
Jim McElwain says that Florida's going to probably start with three quarterbacks.
This has been the trouble. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirate Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles.
Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.